Dictation for Nancy. Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, February 947. Address as a letter to Mrs. Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Nancy. Chronic kidney disease, last visit in January. Blood pressure has been running low. She has difficulty adjusting her Florinef for orthostatic dizziness. Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, advised her to take it on a daily basis. She has noticed sometimes blood pressure runs high, and that's why she stops. Denies any vomiting, diarrhea, or urinary symptoms. There's some edema she blames to the Florinef. No chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. No use of oxygen. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Notice a low dose of bisoprolol. Present fludrocortisone is only 0.05, and she's taking it every other day. Uses Nurantin, anticoagulation with Eliquis. She's not taking any steroids. Blood pressure 120/58, left sided sitting position, standing 110/58, 2 minutes later 112/58. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, minimal edema, non-focal. Chemistry is creatinine 1.14, previously as high as 1.2. Mild anemia, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, minor increase of calcium 10.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. There has been no need for EPO treatment, monitor minor increase of calcium, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. I have to explain here the diagnosis of orthostatic dizziness. It will help to use compressing stockings to mechanically prevent blood pressure dropping when she's active. She also noticed some postural changes when she picks up things from the floor. I will advise her to sit down and not picking up from standing. Education provided, all questions answered. Come back in 6 months.